Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel & Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots more. Lots of guests, lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel & Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You're listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel & Wire.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best of new indie, electro, EDM and punk and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7 p.m. here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yes, get ready for Soul Plus every Saturday at 10 a.m. Soul Plus, the music that led to soul, came out of soul. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10 a.m. Get ready. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10 a.m.
This is Sheffield Live.
N-E-X-T.
This is episode of Maximus from Multiverse 3. You're listening to the Glory Days Rock Show on Sheffield Live.
Your heart into EMF, a track called Children from their debut album called Schubert Dip, 1991.
Brilliant. Great start to this week's edition of Glory's Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital if in South Yorkshire or sheffieldlive.org. You can listen online there. And also download the podcast later and listen at your leisure. This show is all about great rock music in all its different forms. We've got some cracking stuff coming up. Again, as usual, you've got Julian Paul here live in the studio. Later in this hour, we'll be speaking to RPG for his Pick of the Rocks this week for brand new releases, bringing us bang up to date yet again. He was in the building last week and the week before. Will he surprise us this week? Who knows?
Come on, Paul,
we'll have to wait and
see.
In the second hour, of course, it's Chris's Punk Band of the Month, another track from Susie and the Banshees. We know you're listening, Chris. Sometimes you listen on catch-up, but I know you're listening today, so I hope you enjoy what we've got lined up. Also in the second hour, I've got our undercover section. Next up is a cracker of a track from 2006.
We'll be right back.
Made in Sheffield, made by you.
How's it going? This is Shlomo. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
They certainly don't make them like that anymore. Cracker that. I think it came off Adam's vinyl.
Yes. That was the Ramones back in 1977. A track called Pinhead from their album Leave Home. Wow. And then we went to the Human League Lebanon from their 1984 album called Hysteria and July.
Oh, yeah. Def Leppard also had an album of the same name, Hysteria, but that came out 3 years later. But, and both Sheffield bands, interesting, eh? Fact of the day.
And then we'll go to the crazy but wild Muse. Map of the Problematic from their album called Black Holes and Revelations from 2006.
And that was their fourth album. If you've just tuned in, of course, listen to Glorious Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We're here every Monday 1 till 3 playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms. Next up, we go right back to 1963. I think this is the oldest track we're going to play today.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Isn't how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
This is Sheffield Live.
don't mess about it. Glory days. Glory days.
We'll be right back.
the way from 1987. You Two, Where the Streets Have No Name, from their fifth album, The Joshua Tree. And that track just gets louder and louder and louder. Dancing.
And before that,
Gary Numan Live, Cars, from the complete John Peel Sessions, Grunged Up, in 2007. And we started out with a track way back in 1963 from an album called The Freewheeling Bob Dylan, a track called Blowing in the Wind by Bob Dylan.
Amazing. You're, of course, listening to Glorious Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. You can listen online on SheffieldLive.org, www.SheffieldLive.org. Lost my thread there on digital as well. You can also download the podcasts online as well and listen at your leisure later, as this show is all about great rock music in all its different forms. It's thrilled me because PG's not in, you see. He's been in the studio the last 2 weeks, but we've had to ring him up this time. So here we go. We should have PG on the line to talk about his new releases he's chosen for this week. Good afternoon, PG.
Good afternoon.
Oh, at least I've plugged you in right.
is that a good thing?
I know, you've spoiled us last 2 weeks. Being in the studio, I've actually had to think a bit more about what I say now before you come on.
I thought I'd just be fair with you and give you a bit of a rest this week.
Oh, bless you. Right. So what are you for new tracks this week then, Paul? And where are they from?
Oh, a few places. We start off in the US of A with a band called Ice Nine Kills. And they're a metal band from Boston, Massachusetts. They've been around since the year 2000, so just going in past their quarter century as a band. And they're Spencer Sharmus on lead vocals, Rick Amelino on rhythm guitar, Joe Occhuti on bass, Dan Sugarman on lead guitar and backing vocals, Miles Dimitri Baker, who's lead and rhythm guitar when they're touring, Mike Cortada, who's the drummer, and the track is called Twisting the Knife, and it's been used for the, I think it's the seventh installment of the Scream movies, which is called Twisting the Knife.
Interesting. Did I hear who was on vocals, Paul?
Yeah, it's Spencer Sharmus.
Ah, righty-ho.
Yeah, so I think kind of an interesting one for a starter, Ice Nine Kills and Twisting the Knife. Not a bit more interest, but moving across to Italy. And the performer is Solo, 1981. And it's been around since 2014, a one-man band solo project. And he is Stefano Giambastiani. He's from Lucca in Italy, and the track is from his new album, V_Weird, which is out on the 20th of January. It was set for release.
I like it.
Yeah, he's calls himself electronic alt-rock post-punk.
Oh, what a combination, Paul.
Everything. It's a bit like the tracks you've been playing so far, well, isn't it?
If you're not used to listening to this show, Paul, you're probably a bit surprised about the range of stuff we do actually play.
Oh, no, some great stuff. Anyway, Solo 1981, his track is Crazy Man. And if you want to be a cheapskate, you can check out other tracks that he's done on SoundCloud and YouTube. And third is a band that I started playing back when they got together in, I think it was 2016. Formed in London, and they're now based in Berlin and Zurich. So that's where they move out from. The band is Kerala Dust, which again was a solo project when it started out with Edmund Kenny, who's vocals and electronics. You've got Harvey Grant on keyboards, Lawrence Howarth on guitar, and I think they pick up a fourth person when they tour. But a UK band formed in London, as I say, in 2016, and the track is White Noise, which is quite a... It's been a short, I think it was late 25 they had an album out, so this is the first new music of this year.
Nice. And we're going to finish with?
Oh, I think maybe just over to the Emerald Isle, shall we? It's a band called Winona Bleach, and it's from their album, which is due out on the 29th of May, which is called Animal Style. They're a quartet from Belfast, formed in 2018. Previously, they played Reading and Leeds festivals, and also done a 12-day tour in Russia. So they are Melissa Shannon on vocals, Johnny Woods on guitar, Carl Gilmore on bass, and James Foy on drums. And the track they're going to play for us is Religion, which is out the 11th of March.
So, oh, Paul's got the track down as Bleach.
Yeah, oh, we know the Bleach is a band.
It's all going wrong.
Oh.
Yes.
Never mind. Yep. So it's called Religion.
Yes, it's called Religion, and I apologise.
It is. No, it's fine. Oh. Yeah, that's fine. Thought better check that, Paul. Brilliant stuff. You see, if you'd have come in, this wouldn't have happened.
Oh, no. I'm,
brilliant.
I'm not useless.
sit back and enjoy, Paul, and we'll speak to you on Saturday on the Life Science Radio Show as well.
Great.
Bye-bye, Paul. Bye.
Thank you, Paul.
Cheers. Bye.
Devastation
follows me, constantly calling me.
I can't escape it.
Helplessly, helplessly,
hung up on history.
Face to face with deja vu. When the ghost in me is you, can you honestly promise me?
My happiness. forget.
We'll be right back.
four brand new tracks there from RPG for Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This week they were...
That was Wynonna Bleach with a track called Religion. Before that, Kerala Dust with White Noise. Before that, Solo 1981 with Crazy Mind. And we started out with Iced Nine Kills, a track called Twisting the Knife.
Cracking stuff here. We're now going to go back right back to 1977. This is a live track.
Oh,
Keep us from